Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. When I think of waste, I think of things left over or rendered superfluous as an excess or useless byproduct of some process. Mining, for example, or manufacturing, or any number of other systems we use to meet our needs and fulfill our aspirations. Imagine the tailings from mines that scar the hillsides of the American West. Envision the eroded wasteland of clear-cut forests in Canada and South America. Think of the barge loads of New York City sewer sludge that, until not too long ago, were dumped into the ocean off the New Jersey coast, not to mention all the other effluent deposited by runoff, storm drains, and illegal dumping. These images conjure up thoughts of desolation and ruin, of uselessness, decay, and destruction. Today, one of the most startling manifestations of waste is the vast accumulation of petroleum plastic in all its ubiquitous forms, that discarded into waterways and streams, thrown overboard by fishing vessels and cruise ships, and otherwise thought to be no longer useful, even enough to be recycled. Here's how the Five Geyers Institute, www.fivegeyers.org, one of the best organizations researching and publicizing this global situation, describes the problem. Quote, take a look around you. Most of what we eat, drink, or use in any way comes packaged in petroleum plastic, a material designed to last forever, yet used for products that we then throw away. Today, our landfills and beaches are awash in plastic packaging and expendable products that have no value at the end of their short life cycle. In the ocean, some of these plastics, polycarbonate, polystyrene, and PETE, sink, while LDPE, HDPE, polypropylene, and foamed plastics float on the ocean's surface. Sunlight and wave action cause these floating plastics to fragment, breaking into increasingly smaller particles, but never completely disappearing, at least on any documented timescale. This plastic pollution is becoming a hazard for marine wildlife, and ultimately for us. As plastic particles circulate through oceans, they act as sponges for waterborne contaminants, such as PCBs and DDT and other pesticides, PAHs, and many hydrocarbons washed through our watersheds. These persistent organic pollutants absorb and adsorb onto plastic pollution in high concentrations. Plastic pollution is not a benign material in the ocean, unquote. You may already be aware of the North Pacific Gyre, an enormous floating amalgamation of mostly plastic or oil-based debris formed by ocean circulation and estimated to be the size of the state of Texas. While much of this detritus floats, much of it also sinks, where it slowly dissolves and decomposes into its component parts that eventually enter the food chain. Toxins consumed by feeding marine species in turn transferred to us as we consume what we think to be healthy protein. This is just the most dramatic and obvious example. And this situation is predicted to be further complicated by similar waste generated by the Japanese tsunami that is floating in waves of trash slowly and inexorably across the Pacific, ultimately to reach distant shores in the U.S. and elsewhere. When thinking about this, I went to the dictionary to look up waste. I was surprised because the meanings expressed by my examples here are generally as the word is used as a noun. But the first definition, as a verb, reads as follows. Waste, to be consumed, spent, or employed uselessly, or without adequate return. That is a very different meaning indeed. It signifies choice, a deliberate decision by a society to enter into a deficit transaction, perhaps expedient and convenient, but nonetheless a very bad investment without adequate return. For years, we used containers made of fiber, paper, and glass, which were degradable and/or reusable. But now, no. We choose an alternative that consumes non-renewable resources, thus are lost to our future use, for a function that can be as successfully met by a cheaper, safer, sustainable alternative that does not last forever and constitute a threat to the health of future generations. It makes no sense. And when we understand the consequences, see the desolation and ruin, decay and destruction on land and sea, how can we choose not to change our ways? As an expression of value, should we not always look for adequate return? If we are looking for solutions, is it not best first to eradicate the problem. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.